RCB's emotional win lifts brand value too. UPI inches closer to beating Visa. Zepto pushes IPO plans to 2026. Off business ice apparel with new acquisition.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates every Monday to Friday right here on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. So let's dive into today's top stories, and we are starting with one that's got every cricket fan in India buzzing. Yes, it's true. So Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, have finally done it after 18 long years filled with memes, heartbreaks and rain-affected matches. They've lifted the IPL trophy for the first time in franchise history. Ee Sala Cup namdo indeed. But this win isn't just emotional, it's big business too. RCB is already the third most valued IPL team, and now with the trophy in hand, it's closing in on the top two giants, that are CSK and Mumbai Indians. Last year, RCB's brand was valued at around $117 million, a 67% jump over the previous year. While analysts say they may not surpass CSK or Mumbai Indians just yet, the gap has certainly narrowed a lot. And of course, no surprises here. Virat Kohli remains the brand crown jewel with a brand value of around $227 million and over 40 endorsements. This win won't drastically change his portfolio, but it definitely adds a lot of sparkle. That said, talent managers are also a bit realistic. For players like Rajat Patidar or Krunal Pandya, one win won't suddenly change their endorsement fortunes. But Kohli, on the other hand, he's dominating the social media too, clocking over 62,000 influencer mentions in just a few days. Now that's miles ahead of anyone else in the IPL universe. Well, taking the high energy from cricket into fintech, India's UPI, the Unified Payments Interface, is now within striking distance of overtaking Visa in daily transactions volume. Let's look at some numbers, as this is huge. So UPI clocked around 644 million transactions as of June 1 and 650 million the very next day. For comparison, Visa averaged about 639 million daily transactions in the financial year 2024, though it doesn't publish daily numbers like what UPI does. Now UPI's May daily average was around 602 million. In June, it's already shooting up to around 640 to 640 million per day. Now that's a huge leap for an 8-year-old platform, right? And the tech behind it, UPI runs on real-time settlement model, unlike Visa, where payments are batched and serrated. Now, this means UPI processes instant interbank transactions, and about 2/3 of its 18 to 19 billion monthly transactions are now merchant payments. Well, UPI has grown 15x in 5 years. Now, that's not just a payment platform. It's definitely a phenomenon. And them overtaking global giant like Visa is a big, interesting trend. Now, from fintech to quick commerce, here's a big update. So, Zepto has pushed its IPO plans to 2026, a full year later than CEO Adit Palicha had previously indicated. Now, sources have told Money Control that while the company might still file its DRHP this year, an actual listing is off the table for now. The focus, well, here is to cut down cash burn and improve profitability. Now, Palicha has been in the US recently meeting several investors, and Zepto has reportedly received term sheets from names like Avenir Growth and General Catalyst for a potential $700 million funding round. But internally, the company is also dealing with multiple challenges: high fixed costs, store closures in Delhi NCR, an FDA notice in Dharavi, and delivery partner strikes in Hyderabad. And let's face it, Zepto is also watching rivals closely. Swiggy stock is down almost 38% year to date. Now that's definitely a cautionary tale for any startup, not just Zepto, thinking of going public too early. To our final story, IPO-bound Off Business is in advanced talks to acquire a stake in Indian Designs Exports, a Bengaluru-based manufacturer that supplies to brands like Zara, H&M and IKEA. Now, if the deal closes, this would be Off Business' fifth acquisition in just 4 years, reinforcing its pivot to a manufacturing-led model ahead of its planned $1 billion IPO. And it's not just apparel. Off Business recently acquired Kerala-based Elixir Extracts, a food ingredient company. And before that, Alpine Shoes, SMW Ispat, and Gherkin Processor, Coleman India. Now, the company's strategy mirrors others like Infradot Market, which are doubling down on private labels, manufacturing, and vertical integration as well. Well, in short, Off Business doesn't just want to be a marketplace anymore. It wants to be a B2B manufacturing giant. That's pretty clear of their acquisitions. This IPO, well, it could be a defining moment, but let's see how that plays out. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found the updates insightful. A big shout out to our reporters on the tech and startup team for bringing in these scoops. Now, thanks for tuning in, listeners. Catch Tech 3 on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. with news that cuts through the noise. This is Bhavya signing off. Until next time.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.